the program. You dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Number 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, by the way. All the features on our site for free. Those other talk shows want to charge you for their websites. You'll probably find more for free than they even charge you for at their site. So go to freetalklive.com and explore around and learn how you can actually control the content of the website at freetalklive.com. So there's somebody who's another talk show host that is on the attack against libertarians. We'll share what he has to say here in a bit. But since last hour, for those of you just tuning in, we had Benjamin call in about some of the activism he and his friend have been doing out in California. I guess some red light activism, kind of cluing people in into the scam that are the government's red light cameras. And somebody purporting to be a police officer came up and harassed them. They didn't get any identifying information from the man. Harassed them, stole their video cameras, ended up giving the cameras back, and then leaving after claiming he thought they could have been guns. It was just absolutely ludicrous story. But I wanted to share a related piece here from pixic.com, P-I-X-I-Q. That's Carlos Miller's website, and Carlos Miller is the guy behind CarlosMiller.com. He is a professional photographer who was arrested back down in Miami a couple times, actually, harassed by the police for recording video of a public police investigation, something that was happening, you know, on the street, in public. The police harassed him for it, and ever since that happened, he has become like one of the go-to guys on the internet to cover these sorts of stories. Stories where photographers of various different sorts, still photography and videography, are being harassed, having their cameras stolen, and in some cases being arrested by these government law enforcement officers. And it was Carlos Miller who reported primarily on what was going on with one of our listeners, Bile, from blogofbile.com, who was arrested outside of the courthouse in Manhattan with another Fully Informed Jury Association activist who was doing some outreach. He was there to simply record the outreach activism that was going on and was arrested for it. He ended up actually winning a case brought by the NYCLU on his behalf against the federal government in this this situation where there was a settlement that stated that federal agents were not supposed to do this stuff. The Department of Homeland Security is going to apparently going to be paying, or may has already have paid, Bile $1,500 plus $3,350 for attorney's fees. So they settled this, you know, this case and said that, that part of the settlement was that they were going to send a memo out to all the federal, basically law enforcement folks, to let them know that this kind of behavior is not appropriate and that they should not be doing it.
Yeah, no more of this. But, you know, so far, every one of these cases that I've seen come to fruition that has to do with, you know, people recording police in public places and things like that, they've all won. Now, I've seen some ones where they, you know, they bring it up to the wire and it looks like it's going to be bad, but I haven't seen them lose yet. So, you know, it's
our friends, by the way, Adamo and Pete, are going to court for one of these cases on Friday.
Yeah,
so we'll let you know what happens.
Very interested in the results on that. And I, you know, it just makes me wonder, when are these cops going to stop? You know,
they don't have to stop. They're not personally liable. That $4,000 or $5,000 that the Department of Homeland Security is paying out in this settlement isn't coming from the pockets of the government bureaucrats who actually did the aggression, who stole his camera.
But if they have nothing to hide, then what are they worried about?
Well, that's a great question. So here's the update, because as we predicted, the memo that went out would change nothing. And Carlos Miller probably knows this, because he has seen this happen down in Miami, where a similar memo went out to all of the Metro Rail officers. This is a semi-private security force that's hired by the government to provide security at these government Metro Rail stations, as I understand it. Anyway, they have a memo posted at the actual cubicle thing or the kiosk where these guys are working from. So the memo's publicly posted for these people to be aware of, and they're still harassing people. They still harassed Carlos when he went up to test the boundaries to see if he would be harassed for using a camera.
You should probably carry copies of that memo around with you.
Well, it's not a bad idea, but I mean, you know, again, it's right over there. They should know what the rules are, but they don't ever follow their own rules. So it doesn't matter what memos are sent out. It doesn't matter what you know, what court cases end up happening. It doesn't matter what precedent is set.
But it's actually good that people are challenging that, because otherwise, what happens is if people start to abide by that, it ends up becoming de facto law. So by challenging it and enforcing this, it kind of pushes back on the oppression.
So, despite us from PickSick.com, despite a settlement last year stating the photography of federal buildings is legal and a new training memo reminding the officers of this development, federal officers are still illegally harassing photographers. But remember, it's only illegal in your opinion. I mean, even though the court actually said it was illegal, it's not like any of them are going to be arrested or in some way punished for doing these things.
This is what they say.
So it's de facto legal if they're not punished.
This is in fact what they say. If you could show them, you know, federal law 1384.675, hey, I can videotape your ass, and they'll say, I'm sorry, that's just the way you interpret it.
Tell it to the judge.
Right. That's exactly what they say, because they have no onus upon them for doing this.
And in one recent case, illegally deleting footage from a videographer's flip camera. The incident occurred last week.
Right. Now, if it was illegal, this guy should be charged. I mean, there's a
the cop, you mean? Or wait, what if
of course
it was
the cop.
Right, okay, gotcha.
Absolutely, if he stole somebody's video by erasing it.
Well, let's find out what happened. The incident occurred last week in Washington, D.C., where photography activist Jerome Voras, who regularly puts officials to the test, was taking pictures in the Capitol Hill area. The trouble started after he snapped a couple photos of the Superior Court of the District of Columbia. A court security officer told him he needed to stop taking photos because he was breaking the law, even though he was standing on a public sidewalk. The CSO then called U.S. Marshals, who also accused Voras of committing a crime with his camera. According to Voras' written account of the incident, both deputy marshals began to enlist personal information from me, I think he means illicit, asking for my identification, at which time I asked, am I being detained or am I free to go? It's important to ask questions.
Good question.
When being confronted by the cops. He who is asking the questions and is winning, and he who is answering them is not. They informed me that I was not being detained, but rather being stopped for questioning.
Isn't that the same thing?
Yeah, I don't think that's a legal term. Detained is a legal term defining, you know, what the parameters are as to how a cop can stop you for questioning and, you know, prevent you from going upon your way. The problem is, according to
officer,
Carlos,
you get three choices here, officer. You get arrested, detained, or free to go. Those are your choices.
Yep. The problem is they have no right to demand his personal information, and being stopped for questioning is no different than being detained because they're stopping him against his will. Voras pulled out his flip camera and began recording, which was when they told him that he was being detained for recording them. Seconds later, they snatched his camera from him and deleted his footage. Things didn't get any better when a U.S. Marshal's supervisor was dispatched to the scene and told Voras that the officers had every right to detain him because he was photographing a sensitive building. But your building is sensitive.
Did it ever cry?
But the Department of Homeland Security has stated that there are currently no general security regulations prohibiting exterior photography of and federally owned or leased buildings. And to understand that this regulation does not prohibit photography by individuals of the exterior of federally owned or leased facilities from publicly accessible spaces such as streets, sidewalks, parks, and plazas. He was on a public sidewalk. The officers also told Voras he was guilty of D.C.'s wiretapping law because he was recording them without their consent. But despite D.C. being a two-party consent district, it would not apply in this case because they had no expectation of privacy. Voras has sent the flip camera to the manufacturer in an attempt to retrieve the deleted footage. So, there you go. It doesn't sound like they arrested him in this particular case, but they're still harassing people, stealing their cameras, and intimidating them.
I saw a mom of three was arrested for, jailed for taking pictures outside of another federal building or a government building here recently, too. I just saw that story today. So it's going on all over the country.
Absolutely right. And what are you going to do now? Because the thing is, the feds know that not everybody has it in them to go through the process of a lawsuit. Not everybody is Bile from Blog of Bile, who is a liberty-loving activist. He's a Free State Project participant. He's somebody who's come up here to many Porcupine Freedom festivals and liberty forums and activists up here.
He's into this stuff. He jumped in, both combat boots ready. You know?
And he reached out to the NYCLU. He was the guy that made this lawsuit happen. Most people don't have that within them. I don't want to do that. I don't want to spend my time on that stuff. I want to do other things with my life, and most people do, too. So the feds know this, that in the aggregate, in the numbers game, they can still harass all the people that they want to, and they know only a percentage of a percentage is actually going to do anything about it. And then, you know, what are the odds they'll actually have to pay a settlement? It's Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIGs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories that are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. You'll be awed by the illustrations while you cheer for the heroes and boo the villains. Check out BigHeadPress.com and sample their work online before you buy. BigHeadPress.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Hello folks, this is Steve Shank. This week we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods, we've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves. Ring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight is Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
All right, so we're going to continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want. Also, want to mention the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I talked about how there's a photographer who won a case against the federal government in regarding to the ability to take pictures of federal buildings. he is likely going to be at Pork Fest. And I don't know for sure. I haven't talked to him about it, but I don't think he's missed a Pork Fest that I've been to. Lots of the Liberty community that you hear talked about on this very radio program. Damo and Pete from LibertyOnTour.com and CopBlock.org. They're going to be there. In fact, I hear some of the other CopBlock folks are coming out all the way from Arizona to come out to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. People who've already made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, a bunch of them will be there. And a lot of people who are considering making the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project are going to be there as well. It's hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all having a blast in the woods, Rogers Campground, in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's happening June 20th through the 26th, and you should be there. We're going to be there broadcasting live for the entire week.
You got a mighty nice mouth, Ian.
Is that a redneck joke? Like that stuff happens. Doesn't that just happen in Georgia? Wasn't that Georgia?
You're talking about men in the stuff, people in the woods. So
I don't know why you went straight to Deliverance, Wayne. I don't know what you're thinking.
It just came to my head when you started talking about these people in the woods.
You're the one who lives out in Leinster, buddy.
That's right. We like it out there.
So you can go to porkfest.com to get registered. 20% off. Use our code FreeTalkLive, all one word. Go to Porkfest. That's PORCFEST.com. Get registered for the 2011 Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's going to have everything from live performers to family fun to agorism and action. Porkfest.com, 800-259-9231 to the phones and the fun. We've got Ted on the line listening to WVTS in Charleston, West Virginia. Hello, Ted.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Ted, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, your guys have shown it long enough to last me through my whole work day, so I started listening to Alex Jones.
Uh-huh. Hmm.
And he brought up this thing where Ron Paul won the CPAC election.
Yeah, yes. That's right.
Yeah, and, well, Fox News aired last year's because a bunch of people were booing him and stuff.
Yeah, we just mentioned that, actually, about half an hour on the show.
They aired last year's clip. Right, so they aired last year's clip to make it look like people booed him this year, even though they did not, or not as many did.
Yeah, I looked that up. That's actually, he had a good video made of that. That was pretty cool, I thought.
Pretty slimy, though, huh? Fox News, fair and balanced, right? Does anybody actually believe that?
What do you expect from them, folks?
Yeah, exactly. What else do you want to share
Not
tonight,
Ted? Better than that.
Oh, I kind of resented the Wayne talking about a little bit of backwoods rape.
Yeah, Wayne, come on.
I bet you have a very nice mouth.
I find that offensive, man.
Thanks, you got any whiskey over there?
Appreciate it.
No, you don't. You find it titillating.
Nice. That is not nice, Wayne. Thanks, Ted. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Libertarians are under attack by another talk show host. You probably never heard of this guy. His name is McCullough, Kevin McCullough. Now, I actually met this dude at a talk radio convention last year, and he didn't say anything mean to me in person, but essentially this is a hit piece that he has written for FoxNews.com, speaking of Fox, essentially taking on all libertarians about what happened with Ron Paul. He points out the top three winners of this weekend's CPAC straw poll will not win the 2012 presidential nomination, and if any of the top three do break through to prove that prediction wrong, none of them will go on to win the White House in 2012. This year's top three placeholders in the poll were Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, and Gary Johnson. Ron Paul and Mitt Romney repeating their standing from the 2010 poll as number one and two, respectively. If the results of this straw poll do not sufficiently demonstrate the bizarre nature and overall oddity of this year's gathering of conservatives, he puts in quotes, nothing else can. Ron Paul, though technically still a Republican, has given up his GOP identity to embrace the chance to be the poster child for the more libertarian streak that has run rampant through CPAC, largely unabated for the past 2 years.
It sounds like he's bitter that his little convention has gotten spirited away.
Gary Johnson was...
What I'd encourage him to do is, well, go join the Libertarian Party. Believe me, they've been hijacked by conservatives.
Gary Johnson was only added to the lineup at the last minute, his presence stoking the flame of immoral libertarianism that actually advocated for legalized pot and the redefinition of marriage to include homosexual unions.
Okay, so allowing two people to contract to live together, even if I don't agree with their particular activities, is smoking a plant that God made, those are immoral activities. However, stealing money from people in order to fund a coercive agency known as the police in whatever form.
How about bombing? How about in order to fund bombing?
Well, he's not advocating that, but you would...
Oh, you bet he would. He's a conservative.
Yes, but he didn't say that. But the suggestion here is that somehow you're going to use cops to stop people from getting married and stop people from smoking pot. Those activities would be moral, right? Let's teach our kids that it's okay to steal from people as long as it's a good cause.
In other words, this year's CPAC wasn't about advancing conservatism. Rather, it exposed the radically disrespectful element of the libertine. It has been the inclusion of the libertarian aspects of the past 2 years that has thrown the message of conservatism askew in a widely disproportional way. It is the libertarian in attendance that produced the free pornographic calendar passed out to attendees in 2010... Oh, I bet that's the Ladies of Liberty calendar. That's
pornographic, isn't it?
That's my guess. Yeah, there wasn't one nipple slip in any portion of that calendar.
I was hoping there was, but
I would say it was a pretty tasteful calendar, actually.
Yeah.
So
bad.
Just before we go on here with this guy. You know, you're right, Mark, about the point that the Libertarian Party, one of the reasons I quit the Libertarian Party was because it had been infiltrated by conservatives, and they had watered down the message of liberty that used to be pretty pure, it used to be really liberty-oriented and principled, and now it's not that anymore, not even close. So I quit because of that. And this guy is having the same frustration now, because his conservative movement is being hijacked by those immoral libertine libertarians.
Well, how did John McCain and Sarah Palin do in the last election?
No, not quite good enough.
No.
The point here is that it works both ways. Infiltration is a door that can swing both ways. And up until recently, it has only been the libertarians who've been infiltrated. But now I think this is a real statement, that this guy is writing this opinion piece for FoxNews.com attacking libertarians, attacking Ron Paul, attacking Gary Johnson, who's relatively libertarian. And maybe we're actually going to get him on the show, Mark. I know you're working on that. We'll see if that pans out.
I've had him on the Edgington Post already.
So my point being that the liberty movement is finally becoming large enough to make it so these conservatives are scared. They're running scared. They're frustrated. They're angry. They don't know how to handle this. The libertarians are coming to their meetings. The libertarians are coming to their little conference. They're voting for Ron Paul. They're voting for the ideas of freedom.
They're not just voting for Ron Paul. They're kicking the crap out of the next closest competitor. Now, Mitt Romney, he doesn't like him very much either. And I've got to say, I agree. I'm not very fond of him. But, when I look at Huckabee way down there in the low single digits, it makes my heart feel good. I mean, I consider that guy one of the most dangerous guys in the table.
All right, we're going to come back with more here of what this talk show host has to say about libertarians. 800-259-9231. And as far as I'm concerned, the infiltration needs to go both ways. And we're starting to see that happen here in New Hampshire, where liberty-minded people are joining both the Republicans and the Democrats. It's Free Talk Live.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features you'll find there free. We've got a lot of them, including listening options, broadband and dial-up versions of the show. You can go and listen anytime you want. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is right there on our streams, running around the clock. And there's also other ways to listen, including the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. And by the way, somebody reported on our Facebook page that the listen lines have been down for a few days. And it's thanks to you for reporting that, because if I don't, I don't listen to them, so I have
no
idea.
Not calling in the listen lines.
Yeah, so if there's ever some sort of technical problem, please let us know about it. And we appreciate that. We'll get it remedied as soon as possible. So the backup now. The webcam, of course, also there for you. The free-to-air satellite channel. And in addition to that, 94 or 93 radio stations, although I got a signed agreement from the 94th today, 93 stations carrying the show at various different times throughout the week. So go and get the details. Get tuned in at listen.freetalklive.com.
LearnLiberty.org is a new site featuring libertarian talks and lectures on a variety of topics. It's a great way to explore new avenues within the libertarian perspective. Brush up on political, economic, and philosophical terms like public choice and confirmation bias. There's more videos being added daily. Available now, Phil Magnus talking about his new book on Lincoln and the plans to deport freed slaves to Belize. Nigel Ashford discussing the 10 fundamental principles of classical liberal thought in under 10 minutes. Go check it out at learnliberty.org. You will when you get to this site, you'll see how professionally, how well done this is. This is put together by the IHS, and it's phenomenal. Learnliberty.org.
All right, so we're going to continue here this hit piece against libertarians guy's name is Kevin McCullough. He is a talk show host. I guess his show is on a religious network, and it's distributed on a whole bunch of religious stations across the country.
I've heard Huckabee, by the way, say similar things about how the libertarian influence in the Republican Party was very dangerous.
Libertines.
Yes.
So they're talking about the CPAC situation, the Conservative Political Action Conference, where a bunch of liberty-minded people apparently showed up this year and last and voted Ron Paul in for their presidential candidate in their little straw poll thing.
Yeah, thanks for everybody who went out and did that.
And, of course, they're also doing outreach and things like that at this event. And this is very upsetting to people who believe that the conservative movement should be a certain way, and that is intolerant towards gay people and hateful towards pot smokers.
And warmongering.
In favor of war. In favor of the police state, and it's very upset that these libertarians are coming in and trying to change things.
And then they wonder why Obama won the last election.
Right. You know, and you're absolutely right, Wayne. The fact is, the Republican Party is the party of exclusion.
Yeah, they're out of touch.
You can say whatever you want about the Democratic Party. I'm not for it. But the Republican Party is the party of exclusion. You can, I will tell you, just imagine for a second what it must be like to be a gay person and then have your Republican friends saying, well, you're a nice person and everything. I don't have any problem with you. But the idea of you getting married to your lover, that's just immoral. That's wrong. It's against the ideas of marriage and against the ideas of God. Well, no frickin' wonder they vote Democrat. Mm-hmm. You know as well as I do that the black folks in America know who which party the KKK vote for. Mm. If you're a Mexican, you know what Republicans really feel about your family coming to live with you here in the United States and making a better life for themselves. I'm sorry. You may as a Republican not feel this way. I'm a registered Republican myself, but the Republican Party and its platforms and the people in it, by and large, they make it the party of exclusion, not the party of inclusion. You will not win. You will not stay in power as the party of exclusion.
It's the libertarian in attendance that produced the free pornographic calendar passed out to attendees in 2010.
Nothing pornographic about it.
It is the libertarians in attendance who openly... But this is like some sort of really extremely religious dude.
But it's also a lie. Sometimes these things are done just for the sake of persuasion of their audience, too.
Right. You can't call...
There was a girl that was topless, but she didn't show any nipples
or anything.
There wasn't
any nippage.
Like
you could see just as much in Sports Illustrated.
You'd call that pornographic, too, though.
But you can't call that pornographic. It's a lie.
True.
There's pornography, and then there's something else.
But if it makes him think about sex, if it makes him think about naked women...
But that doesn't make it pornography.
But he probably calls the JCPenney catalog pornography.
That's what I'm telling you.
It's still a lie.
Right, but it's his opinion, Mark, about what is and what is not pornography. But...
There's a
famous quote by a judge who was asked, you know, well, how do you know it's pornography? Well, I'll know it when I see it. It's hard for different people define what is pornographic in different ways. Like, for instance, I consider pornographic only to have sexual connotation. A naked woman or a naked man is not pornographic to me, but people having sex would be pornographic. Not that I have a problem with porn. I certainly don't. But as far as defining it, whereas somebody who's ultra-religious and has been incredibly repressed all of their lives about the idea of sex sees somebody flashing a little skin, they might consider that pornographic because in their mind, they're going to thoughts of sex. To them, that's eliciting in them thoughts of sexual activity. And so therefore, because it titillates them, it's pornographic to them. Anyway, we continue.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, this is, you know, words, pictures, writing, films, et cetera, designed to stimulate sexual excitement. So I guess if it does that for you,
so
it is.
Apparently, he was stimulated by the Lola calendar, which is what we're presuming he's talking about, the Ladies of Liberty Alliance. It is the libertarians in attendance who openly promote the inclusion of groups like GOP Proud, essentially a gay group, largely as an attempt to silence groups who would speak in strong support of traditional moral values.
Traditional moral values mean we're going to come into your house and we're going to tell you and your lover whether or not you can make a contract to live together and whether or not you can be treated as equally as other people have chosen to do this in the United States of America.
This guy would probably want to ban sodomy, Mark. I mean, this is the kind of guy he is.
I'm just saying, the suggestion that this is immoral, but it's okay for me to employ people at the point of a gun, you know, to collect for their salaries at the point of a gun if necessary.
It's God's will, Mark. It's God's will.
Yeah, well,
the Republicans are just doing God's will.
Yeah. Well, what can I tell you?
It is a libertarian in attendance who slandered President George Bush by claiming his appreciation for the Constitution was best summed up as a damn piece of paper.
Well, actually, George Bush's quote is it's a GD piece of paper. This
That's
guy
right.
didn't say that his appreciation of it. He was only quoting the man. The man said it's just a GD piece of paper. If you don't like it, take it up with George Bush. It's his quote.
The libertarian in attendance that proclaimed the war to prevent terrorists from regaining strength and coming after our homeland was illegal. And
who would Jesus bomb? That's what I want to know. How many Arabs would Jesus kill in order to keep America safe from the infidel horde?
You're getting red, Mark.
He doesn't sound Christian to me.
This is what Christians sound like, though, these days.
These days?
Some do. There are some Christians that don't do this stuff, and we got one of them on our show. Her name's Michelle. She's on Monday nights. Anyway, and it's the libertarian in attendance that eschewed, booed, cajoled, and screamed war criminal to Vice President Dick Cheney, a man who served his country with commitment and still attempts to help the world understand the threat of the radical Islamic element devising plans to eliminate us and our allies.
Darth Cheney?
Cheney set in place the torture program that the CIA put on. I mean, the fact is, the stuff that we called torture in World War II, waterboarding, was now part of, that's just interrogation now.
Because Bill O'Reilly said so.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you can't hold up the virtues of the World War II generation and then say the things that they said about torture weren't true now that we do them.
That's right. There were Japanese soldiers who were executed for waterboarding Americans.
Libertarians and conservatives, he continues, are as different as libertarians and liberals. And that is a true statement. That's the one statement I agree with here. I can't stand it when people will lump the idea of liberty in with conservatism or vice versa with liberalism. I mean, it's a totally different philosophy. It's a philosophy based on the principle that human beings should interact on a consensual basis with one another. And the conservatives and liberals, by and large, do not agree with that principle. So he's right about that. The truth is, libertarians are the worst form of political affiliation in the nation, combining the desire of economic greed with the amoral desire to promote any behavior regardless of its cost to our culture is a stark departure from the intent of the founding fathers.
What is our culture?
That's a great question to ask people that are constantly pounding that pulpit about borders and culture and
our culture being diluted by...
I just mean white people and Jesus. That's what they mean. Come on.
Get them to answer the question. That's the important thing. I'm glad you asked that, Wayne. More coming up here at 800-259-9231. The hit piece continues. We'll also try to sneak your call in at 800-259-9231 in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. Coming up.
Is it time for a new roof? Or maybe some roof repairs? If the roof on your house is old, weathered, or in need of help, you can save $500 by calling Sears right now. That's right, Sears Roofing. Call Sears for a free in-home consultation at 888-306-7722. And Free Talk Live listeners will save $500. Sears licensed, fully insured contractors can get your roofing job done right. They have a variety of popular shingles and styles that are built for long-lasting performance. And you'll save $500 if you call them today. For roofing done right, call Sears at 888-306-7722. Hurry, the offer ends soon. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Call Sears now at 888-306-7722 and save $500. That number again is 888-306-7722.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. What was your name? Maybe enough time for your thoughts. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Get the features free, by the way. Freetalklive.com. And if you want to support the show, you can do that by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. To learn more, get signed up with any major credit card or PayPal. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So, Mark, tell me about whatever you're going to tell me about.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, barter currency. Well, we've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some of the some very special rates on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces. There's U.S. Eagles over there, British Sovereigns, 20 francs, Lakota Nation silver rounds. In fact, there's a Mises silver round, too, that I think it's the only place you can get it, or at least it's the cheapest place you can get it. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. Go check them out.
We'll ask Ted. He's going to be on the show later on this week, right?
Yep. I just spoke to him today, and he mentioned it to me. And
the president of Midas Resources.
Great guy,
Ted
too.
Anderson.
Yeah. So just go to gold.freetalklive.com, and it's the same shipping for one as it is for 20, so try to buy something that you can get 20 of rather than get than one.
Right, so we continue here with a hit piece over at foxnews.com by Kevin McCullough, one of the, I guess, religious talk show hosts, conservative talk show hosts out there, who is freaking out because liberty-minded people showed up at the Conservative Political Action Conference this year, as they did last year, and as they did last year, again, dominated the polls, sending Ron Paul to the winner's seat of this poll, this presidential preference poll that they did. And it's upsetting a lot of people. And so I'm sure he's speaking for a number of so-called conservatives here. He says it's not consistent with the average conservative voter in America, talking about the ideas of libertarianism.
I'd agree with that.
Libertarianism. The fact.
But it's getting more consistent.
The fact that so many faith-based conservatives were missing from CPAC and are also arguably the most dependable conservative voter in the country only added to the confusing, bizarre, disrespectful, and in many ways off-putting memories of this year's event. Yes, CPAC enjoyed its largest attendance ever, but one could possibly argue that it was smaller than it would have been if a third leg of the conservative stool, social conservatives, had been the key player they have traditionally been in the past. Well, where were they?
That's right. They're disgusted with their party because it's not living up to their rhetoric.
Well, yeah, they have to know at this point. Well, you know, actually, I'd say the Republicans are more consistent on social conservative issues than they are on fiscal conservative issues.
Yeah.
When the Republican politicians...
You mean hatred, they're more consistent with their hatred towards gays and pot smokers?
The fact is, Republicans will introduce bills that have to do with this, the social conservative stuff. They won't even introduce bills that actually cut the size of government. They have no intention of doing that. Republicans lie about being fiscally conservative, but I think they're really telling the truth about how they feel about gay people getting married, how they feel about immigrants coming to this country, how they feel
about that.
Yeah, all kinds of socially conservative issues. So, you know, he may very well be right.
But where are they? I mean, he's bitching and moaning here because the libertarian types...
Yeah, they could have bought a ticket as anybody could.
Exactly.
They're not mobilized in the same way.
Well, he's right.
They know that they've got losing issues. The fact is...
Well, and they're just voters. He's talking about the average voter. The average voter isn't an activist. Mm. They're just voters. So where are your activists? This speaks to the fact that the libertarian movement is cranking out activists. That the people that encounter the ideas of liberty, it's so exciting to them that they want to get out there and they want to do things. Whereas the average voter doesn't want to do anything. They just want to go and vote for the people that they consider the lesser of two evils or whatever. So to expect any of those people to pick up anything more than the voting pen is absolutely unrealistic. So too bad, buddy. If you had a message that was actually motivating to people, those people would be there to support it.
Because it isn't Ron Paul, really. Ron Paul's a very imperfect messenger of liberty.
Aren't we all?
I mean, he's not the slick politician.
Yeah.
You know, he talks off the top of his head. You know, I mean, if you think about it, he's not real, quote-unquote, presidential. But the message that he espouses is what appeals to people, and the fact that he has the track record of voting consistently libertarian all these years.
And given the fact, this is again by McCullough over at Fox News, and given the fact that the Ron Paul toting, uber disrespectful, and in many ways disruptive ballot stuffing has wrecked the straw poll results.
Now it's ballot stuffing.
Pinging completely unelectable candidates in two of the top three slots, perhaps more significance should be paid to the straw poll to be conducted by the conference that happens in the fall called the Values Voters Conference.
And didn't they, by the way, didn't they derail that whole recount in their presidential primary a few years back on a technicality with a PayPal payment where they ended up thwarting the recount?
I don't recall that.
Yeah, from what I understand, that's what happened here in New Hampshire.
If social conservatives are the largest portion of the conservative discussion, no attention should be paid to a poll that virtually eliminates their presence altogether.
See, so where did he come up with the idea that social conservatives are the most important?
He just says they're the largest portion. He says they are the largest portion of the conservative
discussion. And by the way, Ronald Reagan wasn't even really a Christian. I mean, he was into astrology and stuff. And they always tout him as this great, you know, conservative leader.
Interesting point.
CPAC leaders did the best they could to put on the best conference possible. It wasn't their fault that the libertarian elements within the attendees equate free speech with animalistic expressions. What, did somebody have sex on the stage or something like that? What is he talking about?
It's all smear words.
Especially when visiting someone else's house. Libertarian elements
It's somebody else's house now.
Right, well, they own the Republican
apparently
Party.
Apparently they didn't show up is what his claim was. I mean, it seems like he's kind of
He
absurd.
Is very upset. He's very, very sour grapes. Libertarian elements, he says, because of their strange combination of policies that add up to anarchy without moral limits.
Strange combination of policies, which are consistent as the most
right.
consistent.
There's no combination. Yeah. It's one idea. It's one principle from which all others are growing. The idea that human beings should interact on a consensual basis.
A peaceful basis, just like Christians should think.
Mm-hmm. And he says because of that, perhaps they should have their own conference and let all the pot smokers and gay marriage supporters come and complain about how the U.S. shouldn't be fighting terrorists while they slander public servants.
Actually, they did have a convention. It was the Ron Paul convention during the Republican convention. The Ron Paul convention drew more people.
Yeah. And the Libertarian Party has a convention, and it has had a bunch of conservatives come in and ruin it, and come in and vote conservative crap into their party policy or platform, whatever they call it, and vote conservative candidates in as their presidential candidate. So this is the same thing that has happened to the Libertarian Party is now happening in reverse to, at the very least, to this CPAC. Whether it will happen on to the Republican Party as a larger question and remains unanswered at this point.
They're upset about it.
Well, they were really pissed when the Ron Paul supporters started showing up the Republican Party meetings in 2008 and trying to get their ideas in there. They're shutting off microphones on these people.
Oh,
so,
they rescheduled one of the votes in Nevada, I believe it was, right?
Yep, that's all kinds of shenanigans and sliminess going on. You can expect more of it to happen over time. And he goes on to say that at the very least, the winner of their straw poll would be somewhat reflective of the title of who they are and what they believe. Well, why don't you just keep pouting, Mr. McCullough, because things aren't going to go away. Liberty-minded
the ideas
people.
Of liberty are marching forward, and the ideas of conservatism. Look, the fact is they've been losing ground forever. You know as well as I do that pot is going to be legal at some time in this country in the relatively near future.
Lady Gaga just came out of the closet as a pot smoker. I mean, she's my new hero.
You know as well as I do that, in fact, gay marriage is going to be the law within a couple of decades in this country. You don't, I mean, it already is in New Hampshire.
There's only one way to deal with it. Get together with all your other intolerant brethren and move to one state, and you can have your little intolerance land. Let's go to Larry, listening to WXNT in Indy. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
That was a long hit piece, boys.
What's on your mind tonight, Larry?
You know, that deal with the CPAC, that was nothing but a parade of clowns. They even had some colored boy on there to wrench too damn high party or something, talking about how smart Sarah Palin was, and that if he got interviewed, he probably would not answer some of the questions. But the thing about it is, he's running for president, too.
They have the rent is too damn high party guy?
Yeah, he's running the McClellan or whoever his name is. That was just a national disgrace. And, you know, you don't hear all the conservatives like Mark Levin, a sadist, on there telling people, and people call in agreeing with him, that they want their money cut off. Nobody don't want to have their money cut off, boys. You know that. And these talk shows come on like Rush Limbaugh. They try to force themselves on people and force people that want to be punished, that want to have a dictator. I mean, it's so stupid. I mean,
as long as it's their dictator.
Well, people, hey, check this out, boys. We have been beat down so much that if we did have jobs to get back to work, half of us are going to be disabled or on some drug or some kind of a felony or other crime that we've committed that we will not be able to go to the job if they are provided for us. So I just think we've gotten ourselves into a bad situation. Nobody wants to live up to it.
Thanks, Larry, for the call and the thoughts tonight. Government certainly isn't going to get us out of it. There's no doubt about that.
I don't know which I'm more uncomfortable with, being called boy or him using the term color to refer to black people. I don't know.
I think he is black, though.
Maybe.
I'm not sure.
This could be.
Shot in the dark.
The NAACP still exists.
We're back tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.